The government of Vietnam is pretty ticked off at the city of Garden Grove, California. The unhappiness in Hanoi stems from an unusual ordinance passed this week by the city council in the Los Angeles suburb. That ordinance drew a prickly response from the spokesman for Vietnam's foreign ministry. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that it's yet another reminder that the war may have ended 30 years ago, but not the fallout from it.
On Tuesday, the Garden Grove City Council passed a resolution that essentially said Vietnamese government officials and delegations aren't welcome in the city. Garden Grove has a vocal ethnic Vietnamese minority, most of them fierce anti-communists, refugees from South Vietnam who fled rather than live under communist rule. Yesterday, Vietnam's foreign ministry spokesman, Lê Dzông, took issue with the Garden Grove resolution, calling it unconstitutional, recalcitrant, and at odds with improving ties between Vietnam and the U.S.
We believe that the introduction of such a resolution by some extremist in Garden Grove is an out-of-tune act which jeopardizes the broad interests of the majority of the local people, as well as the Vietnamese community in this region.
It wasn't obvious, but Vietnamese observers said the foreign ministry spokesman was annoyed. The government has been feeling the heat lately, both in the foreign media and from Western governments. Last month, it drew international criticism for violently quelling protests by thousands of minority Christians in the Central Highlands. Last week, Vietnam was criticized by Western governments for upholding a 7-year jail sentence for a former journalist who posted an article on the internet critical of the government. And on Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives adopted a resolution calling for the release of a Roman Catholic priest detained after writing a report on the lack of religious freedom in Vietnam. In singling out Garden Grove, the foreign ministry spokesman may have simply decided it was Vietnam's turn to criticize someone else. Just a few months ago, Vietnam was getting much better press when the government allowed former South Vietnamese General Nguyen Cao Ky back to Vietnam nearly 30 years after he left in a hurry. Ky's decision to return didn't go down well with many back home in California, some of whom branded him a traitor. But both he and the Vietnamese government said his private visit was a step toward reconciliation. The Garden Grove resolution and the heated response to it from the government here show the road to reconciliation remains long. So long that another California community, Westminster, is set to vote on a similar ordinance next week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.